6.4- Coupling and Uncoupling. Knowing how to couple and uncouple correctly is basic to safe operation of combination vehicles. Wrong coupling and uncoupling can be very dangerous. General coupling and uncoupling steps are listed below. There are differences between different rigs, so learn the details of coupling and uncoupling the trucks you will operate. 6.4.1- Coupling Tractor Semi-Trailers. Step 1. Inspect fifth wheel. Check for damage / missing parts. Check to see that mounting to tractor is secure, no cracks in frame, etc. Be sure that the fifth wheel plate is greased as required. Failure to keep the fifth wheel plate lubricated could cause steering problems because of friction between the tractor and trailer. Check if fifth wheel is in proper position for coupling. When tilted down toward rear of tractor, jaws open, safety unlocking handle in the automatic lock position. If you have a sliding fifth wheel, make sure it is locked. Make sure the trailer kingpin is not bent or broken. Next page, page 6-8. Step 2. Inspect area and chock wheels. Make sure area around the vehicle is clear. Be sure trailer wheels are chocked or spring brakes are on. Check that cargo, if any, is secured against movement due to tractor being coupled to the trailer. Step 3. Position tractor. Put the tractor directly in front of the trailer. Never back under the trailer at an angle because you might push the trailer sideways and break the landing gear. Check position using outside mirrors by looking down both sides of the trailer. Step 4. Back slowly. Back until fifth wheel just touches the trailer. Don't hit the trailer. Step 5. Secure tractor. Put on the parking brake. Put transmission in neutral. Step 6. Check trailer height. The trailer should be low enough that it is raised slightly by the tractor when the tractor is backed under it. Raise or lower the trailer as needed. If the trailer is too low, the tractor may strike and damage the trailer nose. If the trailer is too high, it may not couple correctly. Check that the kingpin and fifth wheel are aligned. Step 7. Connect airlines to trailer. Check glad hand seals and connect tractor emergency airline to trailer emergency glad hand. Check glad hand seals and connect tractor service airline to trailer service glad hand. Make sure airlines are safely supported where they won't be crushed or caught while tractor is backing under the trailer. Step 8. Supply air to trailer. From cab, push in air supply knob or move tractor protection valve control from the emergency to the normal position to supply air to the trailer brake system. Wait until the air pressure is normal. Check brake system for crossed air lines. Shut engine off so you can hear the brakes. Apply and release trailer brakes and listen for sound of trailer brakes being applied and released. You should hear the brakes move when applied and air escape when the brakes are released. Check air brake system pressure gauge for signs of major air loss. When you are sure trailer brakes are working, start engine. Make sure air pressure is up to normal. Step 9. Lock trailer brakes. Pull out the air supply knob or move the tractor protection valve control from normal to emergency. Step 10. Back under trailer. Use lowest reverse gear. Back tractor slowly under trailer to avoid hitting the kingpin too hard. Stop when the kingpin is locked into the fifth wheel. Step 11. Check connection for security. Raise trailer landing gear slightly off ground. Pull tractor gently forward while the trailer brakes are still locked to check that the trailer is locked onto the tractor. Step 12. Secure vehicle. Put transmission in neutral. Put parking brakes on. Shut off engine and take key with you so someone else won't move truck while you are under it. Step 13. Inspect coupling. Use a flashlight if necessary. Make sure there is no space between upper and lower fifth wheel. If there is space, something is wrong. Kingpin may be on top of the closed fifth wheel jaw, and trailer would come loose very easily. Go under trailer and look into the back of the fifth wheel. Make sure the fifth wheel jaws have closed around the shank of the kingpin. Check that the locking lever is in the lock position. Check that the safety latch is in position over locking lever. On some fifth wheels, the catch must be put in place by hand. If the coupling isn't right, don't drive the coupled unit. Get it fixed. Step 14. Connect the electrical cord and check airlines. Plug the electrical cord into the trailer and fasten the safety catch. Next page, page 6-9. Check both airlines and electrical line for signs of damage. Make sure air and electrical lines will not hit any moving parts of vehicle. Step 15. Raise front trailer supports, landing gear. Use low gear range, if so equipped, to begin raising the landing gear. Once free of weight, switch to the height gear range. Raise the landing gear all the way up. Never drive with landing gear only partway up as it may catch on railroad tracks or other things. After raising landing gear, secure the crank handle safely. When full weight of trailer is resting on tractor, check for enough clearance between rear of tractor frame and landing gear. When tractor turns sharply, it must not hit landing gear. Check that there is enough clearance between the top of the tractor tires and the nose of the trailer. Step 16. Remove trailer wheel chocks. Remove and store wheel chocks in a safe place. 6.4.2- Uncoupling tractor semi-trailers. The following steps will help you to uncouple safely. Step 1. Position rig. Make sure surface of parking area can support weight of trailer. Have tractor lined up with the trailer. Pulling out an angle can damage landing gear. Step 2. Ease pressure on locking jaws. Shut off trailer air supply to lock trailer brakes. Ease pressure on fifth wheel locking jaws by backing up gently. This will help you release the fifth wheel locking lever. Put parking brakes on while tractor is pushing against the kingpin. This will hold rig with pressure off the locking jaws. Step 3. Chock trailer wheels. Chock the trailer wheels if the trailer doesn't have spring brakes or if you're not sure. The air could leak out of a trailer air tank, releasing its emergency brakes. Without chocks, the trailer could move. Step 4. Lower the landing gear. If trailer is empty, lower the landing gear until it makes firm contact with the ground. If trailer is loaded, after the landing gear makes firm contact with the ground, turn crank in low gear a few extra turns. This will lift some weight off the tractor. Do not lift trailer off the fifth wheel. This will make it easier to unlatch fifth wheel. Make it easier to couple next time. Step 5. Disconnect airlines and electrical cable. Disconnect airlines from trailer. Connect airline glad hands to dummy couplers at back of cab or couple them together. Hang electrical cable with plug down to prevent moisture from entering it. Make sure lines are supported so they won't be damaged while driving the tractor. Step 6. Unlock fifth wheel. Raise the release handle lock. Pull the release handle to open position. Keep legs and feet clear of the rear tractor wheels to avoid serious injury in case the vehicle moves. Step 7. Pull tractor partially clear of trailer. Pull tractor forward until fifth wheel comes out from under the trailer. Stop with tractor frame under trailer. Prevents trailer from falling to ground if landing gear should collapse or sink. Step 8. Secure tractor. Apply parking brakes. Place transmission in neutral. Step 9. Inspect trailer supports. Make sure ground is supporting trailer. Make sure landing gear is not damaged. Step 10. Pull tractor clear of trailer. Release parking brakes. Check the area and drive tractor forward until it clears. Next page, page 6-10. Subsection 6.3 and 6.4. Test your knowledge. 1. What might happen if the trailer is too high when you try to couple? 2. After coupling, how much space should be between the upper and lower fifth wheel? 3. You should look into the back of the fifth wheel to see if it is locked onto the kingpin. True or false? 4. To drive, you need to raise the landing gear only until it just lifts off the pavement. True or false? 5. How do you know if your trailer is equipped with anti-lock brakes? These questions may be on your test. If you can't answer them all, reread subsection 6.3 and 6.4. 6.4.3. Coupling a pintle hook. Step 1. Inspect pintle hook. Before operating, check for worn, damaged, or missing parts and make sure mount is secure. If the pintle hook is not secured to the mounting surface, the pintle hook could separate from the vehicle, which if not avoided, could result in death or serious injury. Step 2. Unlock lock pin and open latch. Next, we see an image that reads, Figure 16. Tethered wire. Latch. Locked pin. Unlock and remove the tethered lock pin, if applicable. Figure 16. Lift the lock handle away from the vehicle until the lock clears the lock seat on the hook body. Open the latch by rotating the latch assembly up toward the vehicle until the latch is in its most upright position. Then release the lock handle. Figure 17 and 18. Next, we see three images that read Figure 17. Lock seat. Lock, lock handle. Latch, hook body, Figure 18. Lock handle, horn. Figure 19. Flush with top of latch. Horn. Step 3. Lower drawbar into place. Position the drawbar eye over the horn of the pintle hook and lower it into place. Step 4. Lock pintle hook. Push the latch close. When correctly locked, the lock handle will rotate and move up until it is flush with the top of the latch. Figure 19. Insert the tethered lock pin through the latch and lock holes and close the tethered wire lock pin, if applicable. Figure 16. Failure to correctly lock the latch can result in separation of the trailer and vehicle, which, if not avoided, could result in death or serious injury. Next page, page 6-11. 6.4.4- Uncoupling a pintle hook. Step 1. Park on level surface. Park the trailer on a firm level surface and block trailer tires. Step 2. Disconnect electrical connector, breakaway brake switch, and safety chains. Disconnect electrical connector. Disconnect breakaway brake switch lanyard. Disconnect safety chains from tow vehicle. Step 3. Unlock the coupler. Unlock the coupler and open it. Step 4. Check ground surface for correct support. Before extending jack, make certain the ground surface below the jack pad will support the tongue load. Step 5. Rotate jack handle. Rotate jack handle to extend the jack and transfer the weight of the trailer tongue to the jack. Step 6. Raise trailer coupler. Raise the trailer coupler above the tow vehicle hitch. Step 7. Drive forward. Drive tow vehicle forward. 6.4.5 dash. Coupling a drawbar. Next, we see a diagram titled 3.1. Coupling up. Step 1. Remove safety lock screw and rotate safety cover bar. Remove safety lock screw 2. Recover and keep the relative self-locking nut 12. Aside then. Also loosen safety lock screw 2A. And turn out the adjustment screw 3 by at least 5 turns. Rotate the safety cover bar 4 outwards so that it is completely open. Step 2. Reverse truck. Reverse truck very slowly until the ball cup drawbar I6 is in position, exactly above the drawbar coupling ball. 5. Step 3. Lower the draw beam. Lower the draw beam until the ball cup drawbar I6 lies completely covering the drawbar coupling ball. 5. Step 4. Rotate the safety cover bar. Rotate the safety cover bar back inwards, 4, and fit in safety lock screw, 2, together with its self-locking nut. Tighten both the lock screws, 2, 2A, together with their relative self-locking nuts, 12, 12A, at a 350 to 400 Nm torque wrench setting. Step 5. Adjust the adjustment screw. Adjust the adjustment screw 3 until a 0.3-0.5mm vertical clearance between the guard disc 13 and the ball cup 6 is reached. Lock setting with counter nut 11. In the event that the safety cover bar 4 will not perfectly lodge into its seating appropriately, travel is strictly forbidden. Next, we see a diagram that reads 2.5mm vertical clearance. Step 6. Protect coupling ball and anchor edge onto ball. Protect the part that is still visible of the coupling ball, 5, with the rubber dustproof bellows protection cover, 7. Accurately anchor the edge directly onto the ball itself. Step 7. Lubricate the drawbar eye. Lubricate the inside of the drawbar eye ball cup, 6, directly through the grease nipple, 18. Next page, page 6-12. 6.4.6- Uncoupling a drawbar. Step 1. Turn trailer brake on. Make sure that the trailer brake is on. Step 2. Remove cover and loosen screws. Remove the rubber dustproof bellows protection cover, 7. Loosen the adjustment screw, 3, and the counter nut, 11. Loosen safety lock screw, 2A, and remove safety lock screw, 2, together with its self-locking nut, 12. Step 3. Rotate safety cover bar and lift trailer. Draw beam. Rotate the safety cover bar, 4, outwards so that it is completely open. Lift the trailer draw beam until the drawbar coupling ball, 5, is fully visible. Then travel forward with the trailer very slowly. Rotate the safety cover bar inwards, 4, until it lodges back in its housing. Step 4. Lock safety screw and tighten self. Locking nut. Fit in safety locking screw, 2, and tighten in self-locking nut, 12. 6.4.7 dash. Coupling a gooseneck hitch. If you are hooking up a gooseneck or a fifth wheel hitch, the procedure is a little different from a receiver and ball, but it is not more difficult. Step 1. Open the latch and lubricate the gooseneck ball. Open the clamp latch on the gooseneck coupler. Make sure that the gooseneck ball is properly lubricated. Step 2. Position coupler and latch the clamp. Position the trailer's coupler directly over the ball and lower the gooseneck trailer into position and latch the clamp. Step 3. Attach safety chains. Attach your safety chains. Remember that all trailers are required by law to have safety chains. Step 4. Connect trailer light wiring. Connect your trailer light wiring to your vehicle's connector. Check all of your lights, including your brake lights. Step 5. Lower and stow the trailer jacks. Completely lower and stow the trailer jacks, allowing the weight to settle onto the tow vehicle. 6.4.8. Uncoupling a gooseneck hitch. Step 1. Remove safety pin and clip. Simply remove safety pin and clip. Step 2. Rotate handle and raise trailer off ball. Rotate handle to this position, figure B, and raise trailer off ball. Coupler will return to load position automatically. Step 3. Install safety pin and clip. Install safety pin and clip, figure B. Next, we see a diagram for installing a safety pin.